Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. How can you have descendants without children? This is a question Sarai was asking. Welcome to the second week of my series, The Call of Abraham. Today's story will find out how Sarai answers this question. Sarai, Abraham's wife, still had not given Abraham a child. She knew of the promise of Abraham's God, but she was old and beyond childbearing years. When in Egypt, she was given Hagar, her personal slave. And for many years, they were together. She knew how much Abraham wanted a son to receive the land God had promised them and their descendants. But with no children, there are no descendants. Sarai insisted that God take her personal slave so that he would have a child to receive his inheritance. Hagar conceived, and Sarah began to despise her. Sarah treated her harshly to the point where Hagar fled their home and traveled deep into the wilderness. An angel of God found her by a spring of water in the wilderness. Distraught, he asked her, "Where have you come from and where are you going?" "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarai. She treats me harshly and despises me because of the child that I carry." This is the message that I bring from the God of Abraham. Return to your mistress and submit yourself to her authority. God will greatly multiply your descendants so that there'll be too many to count. You carry a son whom you shall name Ishmael, and he'll be a wild donkey of a man, and his hand will be against everyone. Hagar returned to bore Abraham a son whom they named Ishmael, and Abram was 86 years old. Yet, this was not the promised child that God talked about. How amazing God is! This is the foundation of two peoples that will be at war for most of human history. Ishmael lays a foundation for the Muslim people. Abram and Sarai are the start of God's people, the Jewish nation. My next story will help define what these terms mean. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.